Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's Practice Focus. I hope this finds you all doing well. I trust that you took last month's Practice Focus to a level that I couldn't possibly articulate as you went to work on sharing and helping each other succeed. After all, we know and agree that the very best way to take care of your patients is to take care of each other first. Today, we're keeping with our focus on team. That's you, as it should be. And we're going to break it down into each individual's roles and responsibilities of what you do, how you contribute, and what your ideas are to take your own positional ownership to a whole new level of impact and success. Now, this might remind you of long ago of our divide and conquer activity that I really encourage you to revisit at least every single year, if not more often, that set the tone for ensuring everyone was on the same page and that everyone was aware of what each other was doing and responsible for. Every time we come back together, especially we have new people or we have changing circumstances or a little bit different environment, it's very important to move back into this exact mindset of what we can do to bring each other into that same page, unified front, you know, one mission, one voice, you get the point. After all, without team cohesion, communication, and consistency of your own process and systems, all we have are a group of individuals instead of a team. And you, well, you're the best of the best. You're a great team now, and we're going to make you even better. The way to make your team, as I like to say, better your best, is to make sure yourself, okay, are becoming better, and then bring it back together into one. With that said, I really want to dive straight into the activities this month, because it's going to take some time to do, and really to talk about, and to get the greatest substance and essence of what we're wanting to accomplish here today. Now, individually, I want you to make a list of everything you do to help your team win each day, and everything you do to help each patient win. Your core list of actions, tasks, of responsibilities. You understand? I want you to outline and describe your role as you see it in the practice. It's kind of like your personal, you know, state of the union, but with great details around how you see what you do, but also the tactics and the things that you own and are responsible for. This is really about outlining and describing your role within the practice and the overall team dynamic. Now, we don't have much time to do this full justice as it really would deserve. Perhaps it would take an entire day, certainly a half a day, more than an hour. So please do the short version as you reflect on your role and how you fit into both the practice as well as the overall flow and experience within the practice and patient experience itself. How do you see it? Do not get pigeonholed into a new patient or into a particular thing. Keep it comprehensive. If you want to break it down into the different segments or categories, it's certainly fine. As again, I say, how do you see it? Next, I want you to then discuss this with your department. Before discussing it with the group as a whole, you're going to break off, or you're 1 or 2 or 3 or 10 or 20, you're going to break off into your departments, and you're going to share with each other, with each person, providing your thoughts and reviewing how you all fit together to make the whole of your area within the practice. You understand what we're doing here, right? You see the magic? We're starting first with the pieces. That's individual, all of you. Then we're coming together into, if you were to look at a puzzle and you have different pieces of the puzzle and you have different, you know, areas or pictures of the puzzle, then you bring it all together and it makes the whole masterpiece. And that's what we're doing. It's how I want you to break it down. It's no different than you do if you have different layers of health. Gums, teeth, bite, smile. You have individual teeth come together to make an arch, to make a bite, to make a mouth. You understand? You get it. Okay? Now, as you review this together, while you're doing this, I would like for you to outline some key items that you feel you could do to further enhance your ability to contribute and make a difference. Things you could do better, ideas you have to tighten up or make more consistent, and to ultimately, anything possible that might be next level breakthroughs that you feel would take your department to the next level within the practice and for the patient outcomes. You can consider any gaps or holes in current systems or things that need to be updated or modified given new changes. I'm certain you get the idea. After you've done this individual assessment and you've gone together in your department, you share with each other, you then have gone over your vision. And again, you're documenting all this. Please don't just make it a discussion. Now, there's a method to my madness here. I know it all, you know, what I say often sounds crazy, but it all comes back together to provide you with some wonderful breakthroughs, some deep, deep clarity, and then again, results in stronger cohesion and of course, patient success, which is all we really care about. But we care about it without you being at the mercy of it, without you being stressed about it, and without it having to be hard work, but instead smart, leveraged, work together. So remember this, working together, that's the way we do it. We don't work by ourselves, we work together. Now, as you finally come back together as an entire practice and as a unit within your department, you're going to share your unified vision first as a department, sharing your unified vision first, and then each as individuals, you're going to go around this entire practice way, okay? Each department, then each individual within that department, then next department. And by the way, I hate the term department, but, you know, how else am I going to say it to where you understand? So what do we have on the hygiene, on the clinical, operative, surgical, assisting side, doctor side? We have the administrative or the business side, as I call it, and our specialty practices. You have your front office team. You have your middle treatment coordinator dynamic team. You have your clinical delivery and engagement team. You may have also the marketing avenue, marketing team. You also have your big or larger teams, our 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-person teams. We have different breakdowns even within each department. You may have various shifts. You must keep as best you can, okay, individually, then unified departments, then back together as team, okay, and go around through the entire practice. As you do this, okay, you're now able to go back a second time around and state your ideas, your breakthroughs, your results, okay, rather, your what revelations have you come away with. Okay, that's what we're looking for here, the revelation you come away with. So our end game through this entire thing is that we are redefining and reflecting upon your individual role, making sure we're strong there, then how you fit into the departmental side of your category within the practice, your sub-team as a part of the greater team, and then we're making sure that everyone, the whole team, is on the same page. It would have all inner working systems, people, team, areas, departments in the practice fit together in a very beautiful and systematic, but also very relational way. And then on top of that, due to this reflections, due to this breakdown, you will have arrived at greater clarity, greater consistency, and also you will have identified and elevated to the top here of this leverage points that we need to now, you know, bring into play, whether it's a result of changes or modifications, different team members, a different environment that we're dealing with, whatever it is, different clinical evolution or philosophical, you know, shifts in practice dynamic as a whole. So again, all these, the principles still apply, but we're breaking it down from your individual and the departmental perspective, and we're bringing it back together into one entirely complete, and that's the key word, complete masterpiece. One of the things to consider throughout this process is to always ask yourself, just like you did last month, what would it take to be at a level 10 all the time? And with every item you first wrote down and within your department as a whole, as you consider how you impact, contribute to, and fit in with the overall practice flow and patient experience. because this is quite an involved month. I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to let you get to work and end up with, okay, a specific list of action items per person, per department, and per practice that are going to elevate your entire team dynamic to the next level. I will finish with this reality. Over time, we all evolve. It's what we're supposed to do. Processes and systems evolve. Ideally, principles, they stay the same, such as relationship focus, comprehensive diagnosis, complete case acceptance, never letting insurance get in the way of optimal health, and many other things that we all know and have agreed and committed to following, whether that's schedule, okay, or prepayment, or communication, or huddles, or presentation of treatment, you know, all the different, again, pieces of the system that you use as tools and resources to bring about and fulfill the ideals of your practice, okay, the principles that it has been founded upon. Okay? So after all of this, okay, nonetheless, you do know more now than you ever have known before. You have experienced more now than you've ever experienced before. You are now better than you've ever been before. So it only makes sense to revisit how each of you fit together and make up the whole team, and to tidy up communication, and to strengthen cohesion, and to ensure same page, unified mission, mentality, focus, and execution. Sometimes change is forced upon us. Sometimes we are the catalyst for it. Always we have to adapt and grow as we evolve as people, as dental professionals, as a great team, as a practice as a whole, both clinically with patients and from the business perspective as well. You have built a great practice on a strong foundation because you are great people and you are that strong foundation together. Let's keep growing and striving to better your best every single day with every single patient. That's what always brings us back together. That's what we have revisited here today, and that's what we'll move forward with again next month. I want to thank you so much, each and every one of you, for your great work. Remember to always finish with a round of breakthroughs, ideas, decisions, commitments, priorities as a result of your work on this month's practice focus before you wrap up and finish. Okay? I say to you, go team. You got this. Always, because it's you we're talking about. It's time once again to better your best. And I know you'll do exactly that.